Get Up with Bree and Gandhi.
CFM. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get it. 6:02 for a Tuesday morning. It is Bree and Gandhi here at C. More chances to see Bruno Mars on the show today with our birthday banger, Bree.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
That's going to happen. Are we giving away a $500 Mother's Day hamper today as well?
We
that's going
surely
down.
Are. $500 dishing it out to the mums.
Baywatch preview screening. We got that for you today as well. It's all going down, Bree. It's all going down.
Also,
what up?
My voice twin.
Yeah,
on
so
the
what's
show.
This? What's this again?
Today.
What is that again?
I got told. I've been told by a few people that I have a voice twin on the coast.
So they chat to you and they think that. They chat to this person and they think it's you.
She said, because I've spoken to her briefly on Facebook Messenger, haven't heard what she sounds like yet. But she said she's had a few people ask her if she's Bree from Bree and Gandhi.
Just had two ideas.
What?
One, we put you both in a room where I can't see you and I've got to guess which one's which. Or two, we call Mama Di, your mum, and see if she can...
We had both these ideas yesterday.
Oh, did we? Well, I just had them just then, so...
Welcome on board.
Yes.
Welcome on board. I like both.
Just goes to show they're good ideas.
We also thought we could give away some stuff to the people that listen to this show to see if they could tell the difference as well.
Okay. Three great ideas we can roll with this morning. We're going to get to at least one of them.
The voice twin.
It's going to be pick your own adventure, Goosebump book style. You can pick whichever one you want to do.
Pick your own adventure. I feel like Joey or Friends when he found his hand twin.
Okay.
Just as good.
We need to have a fart invention too after 6:30 this morning.
We're not doing that. Yeah. I told you guys we're actually not doing that.
Fart invention after 6:30.
We're not talking about farts.
You've been
on the show.
Filming your farts in front of people and saving them for your own sick entertainment. It needs to be discussed.
Proof or it didn't happen?
You've got them all on your phone. I've got witnesses.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Rach as my witness.
Rach?
Mama Di as my witness.
You'd pipe down if you knew what was good with you.
Has Bree, in a court of law, ever...
Okay, can we not talk
filmed,
about it?
Ever farted
can
and filmed your
fart?
Reaction?
Can we call it a fluff?
Doesn't matter what it's called.
Oh, girl.
Yes.
Talking about girls and the word fart. That sounds horrible.
You filmed it.
No regrets.
Anyway.
Get Up with Bree and Gandhi.
101.3 CFM.
So I'm sitting on the couch, and this has happened multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Minding my business, watching TV.
Yeah.
And Jamie, my fiance, says to me, can you come wash my hair?
Is she got a broken arm?
No, no broken arm. She just likes it when I... Her idea
Whoa.
Is that her idea is that she likes it when I wash her hair. I've never done it
Does
before.
Does she?
But she seems to think it's, you know, when you go to the hairdressers, I guess, and you get your hair washed.
Fetish.
And you're like, oh, this is nice. She's obviously got that in mind. Where
do you
she
guys
thinks,
have that set up at your house, do you?
What's that?
Like the basin and...
No, not at all. Just flat out in the shower. And I said to Jamie, what?
She's trying to just get you in the shower.
Oh, that's just a regular thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole other topic. I hate sharing the water. But anyway,
same here. Oh, how
you
bad
half
is
the water?
How
and,
bad is that?
Well, if you had two shower heads, maybe.
Jeez, that's what I always say.
I'm half in, half out. Like, wait, this isn't great.
This is not enjoyable.
Anyway, so Jamie says, can you wash my hair? I said, no. I said, I'm sorry.
That's a weird question.
Me, as a bloke, I'm not getting in the shower and washing your hair. I'm sorry. I know you like
right.
it.
Well, no need to make that voice and be condescending about it.
Well, I just don't. Just
not with your hair.
I don't want to do it. And I said, look, if you can find me one.
Yes.
One boyfriend or partner that has committed to washing their partner's hair, I'll do it. And I said, I bet you don't find one boyfriend that's done it, that's got in the shower
okay.
and washed their partner's hair. 13, 12, 16.
I had a boyfriend who shaved my legs once.
Why? Oh, you had broken arms or something?
No, I pretended to because I didn't want to do it.
Right. You did too.
I said, oh, my wrists.
I still don't think, I don't think we'll find one. I don't think I'll find one man out there who said that they've washed their partner's hair.
I think you're wrong.
Chantel on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks. Talk to me.
Sorry to disappoint, but my partner has washed and brushed the knots out of my hair.
Get out.
Going the extra mile, Chantel.
Extra mile, yeah. When I was pregnant, he used to do it for me all the time.
And it's a true man.
It's a true man, isn't
true
it?
True bloke.
Did you have to ask for it, or did he just know that it felt good and that he would do it for you? Or what was
no,
the
case? You pretty much kind of demand it when you're pregnant, you know?
You demand it.
Was there some sort of deal, Chantel? Like, if I do this for you...
That's a good one.
Then you... There is, but it really isn't.
Okay. Yeah, you do anything for a partner if they're pregnant.
Yeah, was pregnant and she wanted it, I think I'd do it. But it's just out of pure wanting it done. Like, it's just, it feels nice.
You should want to accommodate your woman.
Well, what's in it for me?
It doesn't always have to be about you, Gaunty.
It is in the hair washing case. Lara, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me. Is your partner doing it?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, he's a little bit, what's the word? Hesitant, but he soon gives it up.
It's just boring,
Lara.
You
soon force him into it, Lara.
Yep.
It's just boring for the guy, like, sitting there washing the hair. It's boring.
Your girlfriend's naked underwater. What's boring about it?
I can get that any time I want. I don't need to wash the hair.
Oh, can you? Now? Oh, I can get it any time I want. Any place, any time, anywhere.
I'll put a ring on it.
Confident. Rob. You're so confident.
Here's a bloke. Rob, good morning.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
Morning, mate. Morning.
Are you washing your girlfriend's hair?
Definitely.
How often, see? Rob?
Oh, what a bloke.
Oh, at least once a month.
Once a month. You don't sound excited about it.
He's made a deal. He goes, once a month.
Mate, you got to realise you're in the shower behind your missus.
Yep.
Where's it going to lead to?
Okay, what's it going to lead to?
See, that's
okay.
What I mean. And see, this is, you're looking at the negative. Right. Look at the positives.
Yeah, but there's other ways.
Because you can get it any place, anywhere, anytime.
I just feel like,
I'm an absolute stud. I know how to work my woman. I know the things to say. Whispering sweet nothings in her ear.
Doesn't even have to be with Jamie. I mean, oh, you're kidding. All right.
You are the most confident human being.
I did say that if I found one bloke, I'd admit that I was wrong.
Yep, and I guess that Rob was that one bloke. Looks like you're washing Jamie's hair in the shower tonight. Boom. And then you're probably going to get a place anytime, any place, anywhere. Probably not after this.
Are you finished? You've just been going on for the last... I said I was about to say it. You said it for me, which gets me out of saying it.
What?
That I was wrong.
Oh. No, say it a minute. Ready? Everyone,
Fine, I was wrong. I'll wash the hair.
That's all we wanted.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Something happened in the office the other day. I think you'd gone home for the day and I was about to leave, and as I was leaving, Yammo was like panicking. Our boss Yammo, he was panicking in his office and he's like, oh no. And I was like, what? What did you do? And for anyone who listens to this show quite a lot, we'd know that Yammo is a bit of a erratic character.
Yep.
He can get a bit fired up at times.
Flustered. Lose his composure.
He swears quite a lot.
Does.
We're not painting the best picture. Anyway, I said, what happened? And he goes, I just called one of the other program directors, because that's his job. He goes, he called one of the other ones in the company to talk to him. Anyway, he's called up this guy and he's put it on loudspeaker. He's put his work phone on loudspeaker so he could leave a message. And the phone's gone to voicemail. And anyway, he's hit speakerphone again, or like he thought he'd hung up. And after he'd hung up, or he thought he'd hung up, he called the guy a few names. He said, oh, answer your phone, you lazy
such and such. Yep. Okay.
Whatever.
Yep.
So, you know.
And I'm guessing the other phone was recording on voicemail.
Anyway, so he thought he'd hung up. A minute later, the phone was still on loudspeaker and it says, your voicemail has reached maximum limit.
Oh, no.
Boop, boop.
Oh, no. Who was it in the... Do we know who it was?
I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, you know who it was.
I know who it was. And I said to him, I was like, what, you called him, like after you, you know, swore and called him names.
Yes.
Is it semi-true? And Yammo goes, yeah, it is. And I was like, would you say it to his face? He goes, hell no, I wouldn't.
There needs to be one of those delete voice. Like, you should be able to check your voicemail before you leave it. Is it? Do you want to leave this voicemail? Like a text message when you accidentally send a text message to someone, or can you retrieve? Is there a retrieve on emails, texts, leaving voicemails?
How many times have you sent a text or left a voicemail where you're like,
oh God,
and especially drunk ones?
Sometimes I think, can I get to that person's phone before they do, and how would I go about it?
That's like a movie scene right there.
Yeah, my books a flight. Tries to get to wherever this guy is.
Books a flight, catches a car there, says, hey, mate.
I do wonder, though, with Yammo, if he says that stuff behind that person's back and not willing to say it to their face.
What's he calling us?
What does he do to us?
Oh, I hate to think. Well, he calls us all kinds of names to our face.
And that's the thing, the stuff he says to our face. Imagine what he says behind our back.
I didn't think it could get much worse.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
That's right. 1 second.
1 second
We're
of a song.
We're both pacing in here. Come on, bring it.
This is the only game I get to play all week, so this is my one time to shine.
One time to shine.
So you can name artist or name of the song, is that right? In 1 second.
And you only get 1 second, grab of each song.
Yeah, 20 seconds to name as many as you can.
Bree, you're playing for Scotty in Uminder. Gaunda, you're playing for Ashley in Shelley Beach.
Let's do this, Scotty.
Morning, Ash.
Morning.
Scott, you're from my side of town, bro, and you got a chance to pick whose team you're on, and you picked Bree.
Yeah.
Mate, I won this last week.
Probably
did you
a
not
bad
hear?
Decision, Scott, but I'll do my best.
Oh, well. Who's up first?
I'm up first this week, I think.
Playing for tickets to see It's a Family Pass, Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Is CFM being played in the
corridor?
No.
No. Okay, so good. It means Gaunda is
it
out of the
is.
Studio.
Goodbye.
Get out.
Get out.
Shots fired.
Get out.
We're the only ones who get the joke.
Out of the studio.
Here we go.
All right, Breeze is up first. 20 seconds on the clock. Okay. You can name either song title or artist.
I need to redeem myself here.
You do, actually. Right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Three.
Oh, here we go.
Two.
Oh, my God. Okay.
One.
Bruno Mars.
Every time.
Maroon 5.
Mm-mm.
Adam Levine.
Mm-mm.
Pass.
Sunny.
Sesame Street.
Yep.
It's a man.
Usher.
No.
Chris Brown.
Yep.
Horses. Darryl Braithwaite. No,
I'll give it to you.
Yes, you will.
That's five.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
That's five.
I'm not too bad.
Not
yeah,
bad.
Not bad.
I'll wait and I'll tell you what you missed when he comes back in.
Oh, I nailed that. I absolutely killed that.
You got some stiff competition.
You do well.
Oh, gone.
She did all right.
Gone.
I feel sorry for whoever walks past that hallway out there. Some went down out there, and I don't want to talk about it.
Let's just say it was a bit of Shepherd bombs away.
Followed me in. Here we go.
That's.
I'm guessing Shepherd comes up here, yeah? You said
Shepherd
that.
Geronimo
no.
bombs away.
Here we go.
Shepherd is not one of the songs.
All right, Gaunt.
20 seconds on the clock.
Oh, I'm in.
Here we go. Three.
Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
Two. One.
That's what I like.
Every time.
No. Undressing. Symphonies.
No.
In my head.
No.
Past. My, Sunny Days, that's the Sesame Street theme.
Yep.
Chris Brown.
Yep.
Horses. Never heard of it.
I'll give it to you if you can't get it. Three, two, one.
Nah, never heard of it.
Nah.
What is it?
That means Brianna Tannehill's done it. Ash, that means you have lost this morning. Scotty and Uminder has scored himself the ticket.
You backed a winner, Scotty.
Oh, cheers. Thanks, bro.
Free.
Back to sleep, Scotty. Get on, mate.
If you had have got that, it would have been even.
Oh, you didn't do as well as I thought.
No, so I was in your head.
The one that both of you missed was Jason Derulo's trumpets.
Oh, that's the one. Bloody
And Derulo. The last one that you missed was Shannon Knowles' drive.
Can't believe you'd missed Knowlesy.
I'd like to make a public apology to Noel on that.
Yeah,
thank
you.
That's bloody wrong, that is.
Oh.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen, coming to Newcastle 22nd to the 25th of June 2017.
Oh, feels good.
Well done, Bree.
Thank you, sir.
Take 1 second of this.
Oh, no need to flip the bird, Gaunt.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
The man himself has entered the studio, Bree.
The Central Coast Bachelor.
Alvaro.
Prosecco.
Morning, Alvaro. Step up nice and close to the
mic,
mate.
Come on, in you come. Nice and
good
close
morning,
to the mic.
Good morning, how are you guys?
Make love to that microphone,
yeah.
Alvaro.
Just, see what we mean about the accent?
So, we discovered you at the Crown Plaza Terrigal, didn't we? Bachelor on the Central Coast, and we put you out there to the ladies of the coast.
He's a catch.
You chatted to a few ladies. We put a post up on our Facebook page, Bree, the whole deal.
Got some hits.
It definitely got some hits. Did you feel the love off the back of that, Alvaro?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So people came in to see you? Because I said, if you go into Crown Plaza Terrigal, it's for one reason. Not for the food, which is amazing. Not for the rooms, which are amazing. It's for Alvaro.
The Lord Ashley Bar is where you find him.
Exactly.
Serving the drinks, running the events.
Out.
So give us...
Being all sexy and stuff.
We have heard of an update here, Alvaro, and we had to bring you in to discuss this because we hear there might be a lady on the scene that we're not across.
Oh, yeah, it is. There is one.
So do you have a girlfriend?
So has this come about after we put you up as the Central Coast
after,
Bachelor?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, we
it was
are.
A great pickup, you know, story. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it helped.
So it helps a lot.
Off the back of being on air with us and being the Central Coast Bachelor, what happened? How did you find this girlfriend of yours?
I was just chatting and she's actually not from the coast, but she's from Italy, but she still lives in the coast.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is that she's leaving now. She's leaving the coast really soon.
That's rough.
Okay, how long have you guys been dating off the back of our segment?
3 weeks.
You like the Italian girls, don't you?
That is young love.
I'm Italian.
Bree's Italian.
Just saying.
We were happy to have you on the phone for this, and you came in and Bree said, he's here to see me.
Don't say that.
That was the reason.
We're wearing matching shirts.
You are. See, now, your lady friend might leave, Alvaro, but Bree still sits right here every morning. You know where to find her. So, young love, mate, 3 weeks in.
Oh,
everything's really exciting.
What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Can you
Federica.
Say?
Yeah, it is.
That's Italian. That just sounds as sexy as Alvaro.
And she's going back to Italy.
Well, yeah, she's going traveling to Melbourne and then she's flying back to Italy.
Okay, and your love isn't enough to keep her here?
I don't know, guys. I need your help.
I think we could talk her into it.
I think we can convince her to stay.
Offer her a room at Crown Plaza Terrigal.
Oh, yeah,
permanent residency.
Penthouse.
And I reckon she's in.
She'll stay, mate, I'm telling you.
That place is so nice.
Can
I'd
you
never
do it?
Leave.
Yeah, yeah, I tried with a seafood platter already and it works pretty good.
If there's one way to win a girl, mate, it's with a seafood platter.
100%. That's what we always say here.
That's how you get them to stay. So had she always planned to leave or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so she's travelling around Australia. Yeah. Oh, you don't get involved with that, Alvaro.
I know.
Silver lining, mate. You're going to be single again in a couple of weeks. And the ladies of the coast.
At least it happened. Oh,
at least it happened. That's going to be an emotional goodbye.
It will be.
Right.
So how many weeks has it been?
She's going away in a week.
But how many weeks have
3 weeks.
Three weeks.
So was she there the other night when I saw you at the Beery?
Yeah, she was outside, actually. I left because she came.
Oh, no, I've blown things out of the water. He was there with two other ladies.
Oh, no. This is why she's leaving.
Oh, we know the real story.
I'm not sure what to do to get her to stay. Honestly, I mean, what can we do, Alvaro? Can you bring her? What can we do, Bree? She doesn't want to help you. Cause she...
No, I'm going to sabotage her.
Look, mate, we are happy that you found love off the back of our Central Coast Bachelor segment.
Thank you.
But you're back on the market.
You are back on the market,
she's listening this morning. Sorry, but it's true.
Quick question before we let you go.
Yes, please.
Is it true love? Between
it is.
Oh, in 3 weeks you know this
he
already.
He was talking about me and him.
Yes. I was looking at you.
Yes.
The eye contact was real there.
Yeah, it was real.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, this time yesterday, Bree, we spoke about the A-League Grand Final. Sydney FC winning the Grand Final against Melbourne Victory. And off the back of the Grand Final, this George Colombaras stuff is amazing.
So for anyone who hasn't seen it, George Colombaras,
Master Chef,
got into a bit of a fisticuff.
He's the number one ticket holder of Melbourne Victory, so he's walking on the ground, and obviously people are getting stuck into him about the wages.
He would cop it, because, I mean, what was it? He didn't pay his staff over $2.5 million or something?
Yeah, millions of dollars in wages that he sort of backed out on.
Which
and
he said he didn't know about, and it kind of fell through the cracks.
Apparently, I'll play some audio here. This is the guy, they've tracked the guy down who he did shove at the game, and this is him describing what happened at the game and all the supporters getting stuck into Colombaras about these wages. Have a listen.
The young Sydney supporter was at the game with his family. He admits to joining in on the jeers, but never thought the celebrity chef would get so fired up.
Everyone else was yelling, pay your staff, pay your staff, and I think the crowd got on his nerves a bit. You can see in the video, I start to move back and then just get hit in the stomach. I couldn't believe it, really.
Hate to break it to you, mate, but if you're getting stuck into someone who was just walking past minding their own business and he comes over and has a go at you, You deserve it.
You're asking for it.
Yeah.
You're riling him up for a reason.
Don't say, oh, yeah, I was getting stuck into him with everyone else, and then he come over and push me.
And then he goes, I couldn't believe it.
And then us feel sorry for the guy, mate.
I couldn't believe I was going to town on him. And then he comes over and he gets angry. It was ridiculous.
I was ripping him to shreds in front of his friends. He felt like a dick. Then he come and hit me.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know why I got upset.
I do love this audio, though, and this is a true story. That if the cameras hadn't caught this, mm-hmm. and he tried to tell his mates that the dude from MasterChef punched him, would you believe him?
No. Nah.
He couldn't believe it either. Have a listen.
But I remember him just, like, looking at me and then just sucker punch straight in the guts, really. I couldn't believe it. Got punched off the bloke off MasterChef, really.
Couldn't believe it.
I've seen the footage. It's not even a punch, mate.
No, he walked over and gave a shove in the guts.
And guy's like, oh, yeah, he decked me. He absolutely decked me.
Is there a payout in it for me? Do I get anything?
He's threatening charges.
Oh, get out of it, mate. He was saying he was sitting in the area where there was all the families and stuff as well, mm-hmm. not in the hardcore supporters.
Yeah.
Well, don't teach the kids that it's all right to yell abuse at some poor bloke.
I know. And, I mean, you pick on the smallest guy in the whole stadium, poor George. I mean, he's already had it rough.
At least pick on the bloody gravat-wearing bigger guy.
Yeah, pick on Matt Preston. That guy can take it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I've got nothing to do with this next break. It's all you two. I'm saying, especially if our boss is listening.
It's a fart invention. For anyone
that's not a thing.
It is. It's when it's an intervention on someone that needs to be talked to about their disgusting behaviour.
I can say the same about you when you drop in our office area.
Yeah.
I nearly threw up that one time.
I hold in more than I let go.
Jeez. And that's what you said to me. You're like, well, you should consider yourself lucky. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm so lucky.
I know this is childish stuff that we're talking about here, but just bear with us for a second because I discovered something yesterday, and we don't talk about this stuff all the time on this show, but I discovered something yesterday. I didn't even know about you. I sit next to you in the office out there. We do a show together. We're mates. Then you said to me, hey, Gaundy, have a look at this. I don't know. What made you show me yesterday?
I don't know. Why would I do that?
You're laughing to yourself.
Some people think toilet humour's not funny. I'm not that person.
Come on. If you say that, you're stuck up.
No, I think I find it really funny. I always have. Not everyone does.
If you say you don't think it's funny, you're stuck up. Well, I don't find that stuff funny. Yes, you do. If someone farts in the right situation, it's funny. So, 8 videos. 8. Of you.
Give or take.
Okay. And so featured in the video is your mum and I, mm-hmm. which she's featured in a lot of your videos, mm-hmm. which is great. And our producer, Rach. Now, Rach, as a victim of Bree farting and then filming the reaction, how do you feel? How does that make you feel?
It scarred me for life.
Scarred.
I mean, it's good content.
Are you going to make a video out of these 8?
Content. No,
I'm telling you.
These will never get out.
Please.
They're never going to be shown. And they were never meant to be exploited. It was for my own enjoyment.
Anything for you. The likes will go through the roof, I'm telling
you. I don't think so.
Imagine the comments you'd get on that online.
Jeez.
From other people.
Oh, God, I can imagine. People already go to town on me at the moment.
So I said to you, can we just get 1 of the 8? Just to play on air, and we've done a deal. We've done a deal here. You've given me 1 video, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, because I work in radio, and I don't want to be that party pooper that's like, no, I'm not giving him any, because I'm so precious.
So out of the 8, which one did you pick here for us to play, just so people get an idea of the quality stuff?
I picked the double barrel.
Double barrel.
Okay, and the deal is, this is the deal,
God,
guys.
Oh, my God, I can't believe we're about to play this. This is horrible.
This is the deal. This is a once time only.
One time only.
This is it. You're going to hear it here and on the podcast if you want to get it for yourself.
It's
iTunes is where you find it.
Oh, no, people that I know listen to this.
But, okay, so we've made a deal with Bree that we're only allowed to play this one time and then we move on and we're not allowed to play it again. Yeah, we're not talking about it again. We're not playing this audio ever again. But this is Bree with her mama die and Bree filming the reaction. Take a listen.
Mum. Mm-hmm. Brianna,
what is this? This too? Oh no, that is deep too.
No, happy with that.
Happy with that.
Now can we move on?
Yes.
You know?
Can I just quickly ask? Because this is all part of the fartervention. Oh, just this is just part of the fartervention.
Yes.
Can you put an end to it, please? It's bloody disgusting.
Says you. No,
don't turn this on me.
I nearly vomited.
No.
I nearly vomited.
Yeah, but I keep mine
you need
quiet.
To sort that situation out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Imperial Centre and Bree and Gaunsey. 101.3 CFM.
Just gone 8:19 here at CFM. Register at the CFM win page for this, Bree.
This is a really nice one.
We do. We want to reward the mums that deserve it here, don't we?
Every mum deserves it. There's some great mums out there.
And look, Shannon from The Entrance has entered this at cfm.com.au. Morning, Shan.
Morning, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Who have you entered in this morning?
My mother-in-law, Marg.
Okay. And how come you entered her, Shannon?
I've lost my mum a few years ago. She battled Huntington's disease. So, we lost her and... She's sort of taken me under her wing and is an amazing mother-in-law and a beautiful grandma to my three kids.
So and she's kind of stepped in as kind of your...
Absolutely. She goes above and beyond.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a lovely story.
And
thank you.
Do you think she'd be listening right now, Shannon?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure she's listening?
Everyone listens to CFM Breakfast, but I mean, we wanted to see if we could put in a call next and you could let her know that she's picked up the... $100 Pamper package from Imperial Centre.
$500, Shannon.
What did I say?
$100.
Oh, did I?
It's 500 big ones,
times
Shannon.
That by five, Shannon. How good's that?
Boom.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right, we're going to make that call
for
you next.
All right, let's put in the call to Marg next.
Now, we've got your mother-in-law on the phone right now. We put in the phone call over the song and Margaret joins us on the show as well. Morning, Margaret.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
There she is.
You have no idea why you're here, but welcome.
Thank you.
I love that she's just up for it.
Exactly.
Good old Margaret. Shannon, now you have nominated Margaret as someone in your life who does a lot and helps you out.
Yep, she goes, like I said earlier, she goes above and beyond for all of us and we love her to bits. Absolutely love her to bits.
So,
amazing.
Margaret, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but Shannon has entered you in our Mother's Day Pamper Pack competition thanks to the Imperial Centre. And she's won you a $500
Pamper package.
Pamper Pack from Imperial Centre.
Oh, that is a
surprise.
Surprise.
I'd just like to read out the entry that Shannon wrote in about you, Margaret. And Shannon, you said, I lost my mum a few years ago. And I'd love to nominate my mother-in-law, Margaret. She's taken me under her wing and is just the most amazing person I've ever had in my life. And this would be a fantastic way of showing her how much she means to me.
Yep.
Aw.
She's amazing.
Don't
cry. We're all going to cry.
I'm going to cry.
Let's all sit here and cry together.
Not just for my family, but even for, like, the other kids in the family. She's just everyone. She's amazing. So it's well deserved.
You're a true Coastie legend, Marg.
Oh, thank you. I'm just overwhelmed.
Make sure you spend that on you, Margaret. I know what mums are like.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure it's all for you.
Hey, Margaret, what do you normally do on Mother's Day? What do you like to do on Mother's Day, Margaret?
Have the family.
Be with the family. That's what it's all about,
exactly,
isn't it?
That's exactly what Mum and Dad would say too. Just as long as I'm with the family, that's all I want.
That matters.
Yep.
Look, we've got one to give away every day this week. So if you like the sound of that, head to the CFM website, just as Shannon's done. Nice and easy to sign up, isn't it, Shannon?
It is super easy. Everyone get out there and do it.
Takes minutes. Uh-oh. And when you get the reaction like that out of your mum or your mother-in-law, it's all worthwhile.
Oh, it's the nicest feeling ever. You can really reward someone in your life for just, you know, being there.
Spoil Mum this Mother's Day at Imperial Centre. Thanks for joining us on the show, guys. Happy Mother's
Day,
Margaret.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you,
Shannon, and
see you soon.
Oh,
Margaret, you're a natural.
We love you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.